This is Michael Popak, Legal AF. We got startling news in the Donald Trump Mar-a-Lago indictment that's expected this week or early next week. We've got Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump two ways on this hot take. One, there were not one but two meetings between Donald Trump's lawyers and the Department of Justice just yesterday to try to fend off and cut off of the pass the indictment of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Not one meeting, but two. One with Jack Smith, the other with not Merrick Garland, not his number two, Lisa Monaco, but with a lawyer, number three, right under Lisa Monaco. And I'm going to talk to you about why there were two meetings and what it means for the likely indictment. But I told you at the top of this hot take, I'm going to do this two ways. There's two grand juries. Yes, it's like saying there are two planet Earths or two Indias or two suns in the sky. There are two Mar-a-Lago grand juries. Now, some people might be thinking, why? Why are there two? And can Donald Trump get indicted by both? Well, let me have a little breakout Legal AF law school here, a little tutorial on jurisdiction of grand juries when crime is local. Unless the witnesses agree to have their case indicted and tried in a jurisdiction where they don't live or don't live at present, or where the jurisdiction doesn't have some sort of jurisdictional hook to drag, we sometimes call it long-arm jurisdiction, but that's not entirely accurate here. If a crime was committed, for instance, in District of Columbia, in Maryland, Virginia, then it stays with the D.C. Circuit Court. If crimes were committed somewhere else, in this case, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida, some might be wondering, why was there even a D.C. grand jury that was considering this all this evidence? Because most of the witnesses were near the District of Columbia. They never were going to call Donald Trump in anyway. And the crimes that they were going to allege, they were able to allege in front of that particular grand jury in the District of Columbia that's been impaneled for like the last 6 months. When an indictment comes out of Donald Trump, it's going to come out of the D.C. Mar-a-Lago secret grand jury. But there's a second grand jury. It's like I said, two Earths. Like one is parallel, a doppelganger right behind the other. In Florida. Why? Because there are certain obstruction charges brought against Florida residents and people that reside in Florida, like maintenance workers, Walt Nauta, the personal assistant or butler or valet, body man, whatever they call them these days, that was doing, these are the henchmen that were doing Donald Trump's bidding and have obstructed the Department of Justice's ability to have these documents returned even to this day, or to rely on whatever Donald Trump and his revolving door of lawyers, some of which have not only departed, but have their own criminal defense lawyers themselves because they have potentially committed crimes. For those people, resident in Florida, Walt Nauta, N-A-U-T-A, comes to mind. He's the one that shuffled the boxes on video surveillance camera back and forth from the storage room before and after Evan Corcoran, the lawyer for Donald Trump, now departed, who's also got his own criminal problems, went in to do his due diligence, his diligent search before turning over one little envelope of documents. It's about this size for those that watch this on YouTube. It is about this 34 documents and said, here you go. Here you go. These are all the documents that Donald Trump has. That's national defense information, NDI or top secret or classified. That's it. That's all there are. When there were thousands more next door in the office for Donald Trump and over 100 in envelopes and folders, marked classified and top secret. So those Florida-based people need a Florida-based grand jury to hear their evidence and to return an indictment. So there is, in the Southern District of Florida, which covers the counties of Palm Beach County, where Mar-a-Lago is, all the way down beyond Miami to Key West, that federal district has a grand jury that sits and meets regularly and has a local, probably a combination of a local U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Florida. They have an office in West Palm Beach. They have an office in Fort Lauderdale. They have an office in Miami. One of those people assigned to the case by Maine Justice. That's what we call the Department of Justice, Maine Justice. And a lawyer, a prosecutor from Maine Justice, from Jack Smith's team, working together in front of a grand jury to return an indictment. Now, I have said on prior hot takes and on Legal AF, the podcast that I co-anchor, as recently as just the last podcast, that Walt Nauta is not playing nicely in the sandbox of the federal government, that the federal government wants him to flip on Donald Trump and cooperate fully about the Box movement and other things that have just recently come out on this network, like the pool maintenance man that just happened to drain the pool into the computer server room with the surveillance logs for all the cameras out in front of the doors that contain the locked doors or closed doors that contained all the information that the DOJ has been looking for to have returned. Right, because you always dump your pool water, you know, you drain your pool into the computer server room. I mean, for a guy that spent most of his campaign berating Hillary Clinton about her email server in her basement in Chappaqua that she was keeping for a parallel set of emails, you know, that she used publicly when she was Secretary of State. I'll tell you what she didn't do when the investigation started and the Mueller investigation started. She didn't, in the middle of the night, take the server and drop it into the pool in the backyard. She didn't do that. So it's just the hypocrisy that continues with Donald Trump. Somebody gave the order to drain that pool. Now, it was either accidental, which nobody believes, or it was intentional. And if it was intentional, we have destruction of evidence, which is called spoliation, which can be a crime in this context because this was subject to a criminal search warrant and subpoena and criminal orders of federal judges. So we got to get to the bottom of that. And that's evidence that gets developed in the locale, in the location where it is, which is Palm Beach County, Southern District, Florida, not the grand jury up in Washington, D.C. So we have, this is a double Tuesday, you know, like Taco Tuesday. We have two grand juries looking at Mar-a-Lago issues. One that's going to indict people like Walt Nauta, who are not cooperating with the government, who they don't think have been truthful and honest in his dealings so far, even though he has a lawyer. And they're going to indict Walt Nauta. And then they're going to tell him, you want to be honest now? You want to cooperate now? Well, then we'll go a little bit easier on you in sentencing. But we'll do it from the vantage point of you being indicted.
Now let's take a quick break to talk about our next sponsor, Paired. My wife and I, we're super competitive people, especially with each other. The other day, we were going back and forth about, well, who knew our relationship history better? So we took to Paired. Paired, it's a relationship app for couples. You and your partner, you download the app, pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun, stay connected, and deepen your conversations. You'll never believe what I found out about my partner through using Paired. Apparently, she really wanted to start playing pickleball. Now, I had no idea. The Paired prompt asked her what was something she wanted to start doing this month. She said, pickleball. And now we're in a weekly game with our neighbors. It's simple and often hilarious. Each day, you get a quiz to play or a question to answer, and you can't see your partner's answer until you answer yourself. It's been so funny to see how close our answers are sometimes, but then how different they are other times. It's really made for some great conversations. Whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/legalaf to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/legalaf to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here.
And so he's going to play chicken, Walt Nauta and his lawyer, to see who blinks first in this game of chicken with the government. Newsflash, you are going to lose your game of chicken with the government. I've been doing this a long time. I've negotiated against the federal government and various entities of the federal government. You are going to lose. And the sooner you realize that and try to cut a deal, the better. That's my free advice to Walt Nauta and his lawyer. Time is not on your side. And then the pool guy, you better get a criminal defense lawyer because you're going to need one too. Now, there is a maintenance worker who's already been identified by the New York Times who is cooperating fully and completely. He's not going to be indicted. He'll be a witness in the Florida grand jury, the federal Florida grand jury that's now we now learned about just like today, just like yesterday. These are the types of witnesses, if they're not targets, that are going to be brought in front of the grand jury in Florida to ask them to return an indictment. They're not just there developing evidence. They're not just doing it for let's have a show grand jury. Let's bring people in and have them testify and show us some grand jury, some documents. It is to indict. These are indicting entities. They're there. That's what they're there for, right? That is their reason for living. This is their raison d'etre, right? This is why a grand jury exists. And the other grand jury is doing its job. It's wrapping up 7 months of presentations by about seven different lawyers for Donald Trump who all got stripped of Donald Trump's attorney-client privilege, who had to testify, from Evan Corcoran to down to Alina Habba and Christina Bobbin and everybody else involved with Mar-a-Lago and who touched any documents or saw any documents while they were there or should have. That's that grand jury. Now let's talk about the double meeting. There's a lot of press that came out yesterday about the meeting, and people repeated it, the meeting, as if there was just one. The meeting that people talked about was between the lawyers, Jim Trusty leading the charge, a guy named John Rowley, and Lindsay Halligan, a local lawyer in Southern Florida, South Florida, where I practice, that nobody's ever heard of, that worked in some insurance defense firm, had no background in high stakes political cases like this one. But, you know, you can sort of go look her up on Google and you can figure out why Donald Trump added her to the team. So you got Lindsay Halligan, Jim Trusty, and John Rowley who go suitcase in hand with very dour faces to go for a 90-minute meeting with Jack Smith. That's why there's video out. It's even up on my Twitter feed of Jack Smith. It's like a Bigfoot or Sasquatch sighting. We're so tired of seeing him in that purple robe from The Hague when he was a war crimes prosecutor. Let's see what he currently looks like. You know what? He looks pretty good. He looks pretty good in that suit and tie, walking next to his colleagues. He looks serious. He's got the beard we all like. Taller than he looks in those half pictures of him wearing the purple robe. And he had the meeting. Some people suggested that was a staged walk, you know, so everybody could see there is a Jack Smith. He does exist. He's not a myth. You know, he's not Kaiser Soze. All right. Although I'd like him to be, but he's not. He really exists. I put on my Twitter feed a picture of Bigfoot and put it right next to Jack Smith. And I asked you to identify which was which. Jack Smith's a Bigfoot in his own way, because he's going Bigfoot his way right through this case over Donald Trump, who's not at that size. Let's just leave it at that. So you have Jack Smith meeting in which Halligan, Trusty, and Rowley tried to convince the government not to indict their client, like a last-ditched effort. Not going to work. Too late. You normally would do this by way of a presentation. Like you'd send in what we call in the business a white paper. You try to make your arguments in a legal brief. And there you go. But that's not going to work here. I mean, they spent so much time beating up the prosecutors and calling them thugs and criminals and out of control that they don't have any credibility. They have no credibility at all with Jack Smith, even though Trusty and Smith used to be friends at the Department of Justice. But the second meeting is really important because if you remember, Trusty sent a one-line letter 2 weeks ago to Merrick Garland, who's technically Jack Smith's sort of boss, and said, oh, there's an abuse of power going on in this unprecedented investigation. P.S., you know what's unprecedented? The amount of criminality of their client. We've never had a president that tried to violently overthrow the government, right? Founding fathers didn't anticipate that. But they asked for a meeting, and we want a meeting. And what about Hunter Biden? And I'm not making this up. Hunter Biden's laptop. It's just like refrigerator magnet poetry, except with Hunter Biden's name. Used to be the email server for Hillary Clinton. Now it's Hunter Biden's laptop. They love technology plus some boogeyman Democrat. That seems to be the way they handle these things. So they asked for a meeting. They didn't have to give him a meeting. Merrick Garland could say, you know what? You're talking to the wrong guy. Jack Smith's the prosecutor. But they gave him a meeting. Why? Because Merrick Garland doesn't want to be accused by the right, even though he's going to be, of not being fair with Donald Trump. But Merrick Garland didn't go to the meeting. And Lisa Monaco, his number two, didn't go to the meeting. About a fourth or fifth down from the very top of the masthead at the Department of Justice met and gave a little lip service to Halligan, Trusty, and Rowley and said, what's your complaint? And they said, oh, you're being unfair. I mean, this is my artist rendering. You're being unfair to Donald Trump. He shouldn't be prosecuted. This was garden variety, overpacking of boxes. He didn't commit espionage. He's not, you know, he didn't try to horse trade documents with the National Archive or foreign powers against the United States. P.S. It looks like he did. And you should drop the prosecution. Or when it comes your way with a prosecution memo from Jack Smith, you should reject it. P.S. Newsflash, that prosecution memo already went. It's almost a near certainty that Jack Smith already sent the prosecution memo to Merrick Garland, who already signed off on the indictment. And that's the reason the grand jury is meeting this week, both in Florida through Wednesday and in the District of Columbia. It's to return indictments. This is how, because eventually you have developed your case sufficiently that even Jack Smith says, this is airtight. Let's go for the indictment. That's the green light. That's what you're looking for. That's the scramble the Jets moment that the prosecutor, like Jack, exercising his discretion, gives the go signal. And that's where they are now. So what did you learn on the hot take? Hopefully about two things. Double grand juries about the same issue. One focused on Florida people who did bad things. The other one focused on DC people or people that are that the DC grand jury has jurisdiction over. And there were not one, but two meetings in Washington, same group of lawyers for Donald Trump, one set from the main justice, what we call main justice, Department of Justice, and one including Jack Smith. They were separate meetings, not the same meeting. And that's it. That's about the level of meeting that's going to happen here, because there's no way on God's green earth Donald Trump's going to take a plea deal, because the only plea deal that would be offered would be a felony. And this guy is not going to plead guilty to a felony while he's running for president. He'll try to stretch this thing out. You know, the old saying, when things are going poorly or badly for you, make them move slower. And that's what Donald Trump's doing. So this is all window dressing so he can go, you know, social truth about it or raise money over it and do campaign rallies and stay a viable candidate. It's hard to believe this guy remains the leading candidate for the Republican Party. Newsflash, Republican Party, you can't do better than this guy. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. This is the best that your party has to offer America. Okay, so we've reached the end of this hot take. I do hot takes like this one on the Midas Touch Network, only on the Midas Touch Network, about every day. Sometimes it seems like every hour, depending upon developments. I sit as a practicing lawyer and trial lawyer at the intersection of U.S. politics and law, and I do these kind of hot takes. You like what I'm doing? Give me a thumbs up. It helps with the quality and the quantity of what I'm doing. And you can open up a dialogue with me in the chats. You can also follow me, Michael Popak, on Legal AF, a podcast that I co-anchor on the Midas Touch Network. Same kind of content, except I got a co-anchor on Wednesday and a co-anchor on Saturday. Karen Friedman Agnifilo on Wednesday. Ben Mycelis, founder, co-founder Midas Touch on Saturdays. And you can follow me on all things social media in the same place with the same handle at Michael Popak, actually MS Popak. I almost screwed up my own handle. This is Michael Popak, Legal AF reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.